Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Lots of cases that we have been covering here, and you guys have a lot of questions, and we have a lot of answers because we're Radio Shack. No, we have, you know, the same sort of answers, you know, that we've been talking about. We have insight. We have, you know, opinions just like you guys. We're going to discuss a lot of the cases that we've been covering here over the last several weeks that we're continuing to cover. We're going to do three different ones today, the Reiner murders, the Tepe case, and also the new civil suit that the families are bringing against WSU in regards to the Brian Koberger situation. And you are welcome to weigh in the comments section as we go through this today with your questions. We're going to really focus on getting to them, discussing them, and going through it. Today, we're going to start out with the Reiner case. We're going to be doing something a little different here. Stacy, Todd, and me, we're going to be answering those questions. So throw them out there. Look, none of us are lawyers. None of us are psychiatrists or police or anything like that. So we're going to do our best to just kind of give you our honest take on where we individually think, you know, various aspects of these cases are going. It's a tragic case, the Reiner case. It's hitting on addiction, mental illness, family dynamics, wealth, enabling, the limits of love, all of it. So let's get to some of those questions that you guys have been posting out there on our videos. And as we go through this today live, please do post yours as well. So let's start out here. Rob and Michelle spent years and a fortune trying to save Nick Reiner. 17 rehab stints. Some say maybe even more than that. That's what we know of. That's what's on the record. Then there's the movie, keeping him in the guest house. The question here is, at what point does helping become enabling? Because it sounds like they never cut him off and now they're dead. I'm not saying it's their fault, but I wonder if parents in that situation can ever win. That is the question that our first one here posed on YouTube. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Could they have won in this situation? Is there anything that they would have looked back on and said, I would have done this differently? What do you guys think, Stacey?
I'm going to tap in here. First of all, forgive me. I'm a little emotional today. I got a cat thing going on. But I'm going to flip the script a little bit on you, Tony. Because Todd and I don't have children. We have fur babies. Yeah. So you have a child. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to go too deep into the scenario, but let's put you in Rob's mm-hmm. position. Say yeah. your daughter is going off the fucking rails. And yeah, I just used the F-bomb. Sorry, I haven't had much sleep. What do you do? You know, do you can't just cut your child off. You just can't. And that parental pull is in there so strong, so hard. How do you just say, I can't keep doing this anymore? I don't know that some parents can do it ever.
I'll address it. Todd, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm interested in hearing your take on it because I can only look at this from somebody who's been in relationships and maybe been in a relationship with somebody who was an addict and how difficult that was. I, even in that situation, found myself putting up with more than I probably should have for a long time.
And especially if you love somebody.
Right. And so at some point I did say, okay, enough's enough. I got to look out for me, mm-hmm. but that's a different animal. It's not being a parent. It's not your child. It's not somebody you're bringing into the world. So I'm really interested in hearing what you would have to say if you were in the situation.
First of all, the dynamic is extremely different. And it's a dynamic, you don't understand until you made a person. It is what it is. I mean, I didn't know how that felt until I was 30 and I had my daughter. I don't think it kicks in everybody. I certainly think it kicked in the Reiners. They were there, you know, come hell or high water for Nick. But I think healthy brains, healthy parents, it kicks in and it's like a switch. It flips and suddenly, you know, the world that is about you and, you know, even the most giving philanthropist, you can be the most empathetic person, you know, but there's an element where the world is still about you.
Right.
When you make the person and you have the person, that's gone. It's just like, boom, gone. I mean, there's elements, but your free time, your free energy, all of that, it's gone. I mean, you are now focusing on that person and making sure that they are going to, you know, be cared for and have everything they need, you know, up and through them getting through the house at the age of 18 and then after, because you love your kid, no matter what age, they're still going to be your kid, no matter what. But I mean, there's a lot of parallels that are similar to being in a relationship with someone that you love and you care about, but there certainly is a different bond there when it's like part you. It just is. So I do not blame the Reiners in any way, shape, or form for them doing every damn thing that they possibly could. And there's two parallel worlds I think you can look at here with that. You can be on the outside and you can say, they should have done this. They should have done that. They should have been more strict. They should have, you know, could have, should have, would have. And you can be that parent and you can know damn well that those people are right. You can agree with them. You can make those same judgment calls on somebody else's kid too.
Right.
But when it's your own and when you're in that, you're that close to the fire, you're willing to be burned alive by it if it's going to shield your kid first from being burned, even if they're going to get toasted too. You'll go first because you'll give them that extra little bit of time. And I think that's really where the Reiners were. I think their situation is really difficult because they thought they were getting the expert advice from people. And some of it was good advice. It's not all the treatment here that was bad. There certainly, I think, probably was some treatment that might have been questionable in what was they were getting. But I think for the most part, everything, you know, was on the up and up. Treatment requires two things. It requires, number one, obviously the treatment to be carried out in a responsible way. And then it requires participation. Just putting the person there and having them exist is not treatment. They have to willingly participate. And Nick clearly never did. Rob and Michelle clearly did. They were being part of that treatment. But if the person who needs it is not going to participate, you're screwed. But that doesn't end your love or your care for that kid. And it sounds like they did try to put up boundaries at some points. It sounds like they did try to say, okay, good luck. You know, hopefully you're going to go out there in the world and you're going to come back alive. And he did most of the time. But they knew, and I can't imagine going through that. I can't imagine sitting there every day knowing your kid is homeless on the streets and using and out of control. And you're just waiting every day for that call to come in saying, you know, we found him behind the dumpster. You know, he OD'd.
Yeah.
And they were also given little glimpses along the way of good times, right? When he seemed to be off drugs, when the medications that he was on seemed to be working, like they had glimpses of some good times with him. And I'm sure that that made them want to hold on to the hope even longer. It's, you know, they're those little pieces that kind of came into the fray with them. And when you get that little bit of hope, you're willing to hold on a little bit longer.
And it literally kills you.
Yeah.
Which is what keeps people in abusive and shitty relationships.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
It's that exact same thing. It's good. And a lot of addicts and some mentally ill, depending on what is the affliction is, personality disorders, I should say more specifically, personality disorders are, because there's two different things, personality disorders and mental illness. They are different things.
Correct.
And a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that for a long time, but they are very different. And the personality disorder type folks, which I would guess Nick probably has some of that going on. You know, they manipulate and they know how to flip that script pretty quick. Mm-hmm. They can sense when the rope is getting short, when everybody's tolerance for them is getting low. And suddenly, and they know, okay, better, you know, back this up a little bit so I get some of that trust back and I get a little bit more of that rope to screw with everyone's life on. And then once you think, oh, things are going good, it looks like they're participating in their recovery or whatever it may be. They're just getting better. Then boom, chaos. Chaos comes back in. And then the rest of us are on the line that are like trying to help and be the caregivers, unfortunately, then we're just yanked around for that roller coaster. And more times than not, the reality is, and this is a scary stat, it's the caregiver that dies before the person they're actually caring for. Mm-hmm. And that's true not only like in an addict type situation or a mental illness type situation, it's especially true in an elderly type situation where you have, you know, some folks that are up there in age, 80s, 90s, you know, as a spouse, quite often it's the initially healthy spouse that's taking care of the unhealthy spouse that ends up dying before the one who had the initial ailment.
Right.
Because of all the stress and everything that goes into doing that. And look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that or they shouldn't do that by any means. I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of your plight if you're there with that person and if you don't have, you know, another outside source to give the care. But it can kill you. It can easily kill you. In this sort of case with Reiner, obviously, it wasn't just natural death of stress that killed them. It was, you know, Nick killed them. It can certainly, you know, take you down some roads that I don't think anyone ever sees coming with people like this. So could they have won at the end of the day when we look at the story or the question? No, not under the current situation. They had the conservatorship for that year. And I think we learned, were you guys surprised by just how insane the conservatorship laws are?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's set up to the place where if you get the conservatorship, if you follow through with the conservatorship and you provide housing, you provide food, you do anything, you basically take that person from a catatonic state off the street drooling where they're going to die because they can't feed themselves, because feeding is a prerequisite or basically a disqualifier from the conservatorship. If you feed them, That disqualifies the conservatorship. So if you follow through, you get the conservatorship, you get the person on a good path. After a year, it goes away. If you're checking the boxes, you can't keep it going, even though that person very likely still needs that in place so they don't go off the rails. It's designed to continue throwing people off the rails. Which
yeah, because
no
if you succeed,
all.
It doesn't work anymore. So what's the point of, I mean, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. I don't get
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And also, they could not win at all because basically two things were going to happen. Either this outcome was going to happen because he was on those rails in that direction, or he was going to be on the street alone and die. So if you talk about could they ever win? No, it was going to be a bad outcome any way you look at it.
Yeah. I mean, they seem to be exhausting every option they could think of. So who knows what else they would have come up with, you know, in-home care, maybe that would have been the next step, but I don't know. I mean, that's a little different when you're dealing with an addict and stuff like to have an, like that's more so for like, you know, elder care or, something of that nature. There's not like a lot of in-home addict care I don't think anybody really be signing up for that career path. Would you like to do this for the rest of your life? Like, no, I don't think so. So, I mean, again, I think they were damned if they do, damned if they don't. I don't know what could have changed in this situation. He was mentally ill. I believe he probably has personality disorders. He's in the use, which then exacerbated all of those problems 10 times worse. So no, I mean, as long as Nick was not going to participate, they were fucked.
Yeah.
I think that's just kind of the end of it. I mean, was there a path for Nick to be better? Yes. But Nick had to choose to go down it. And Nick said no.
Somebody was going to die at his hands. Yeah. Somebody somewhere.
The only person that was going to stop that was Nick.
Yeah.
And he chose not to. Sarah in Atlanta, I keep seeing people online compare this to the Menendez brothers, and I don't get it at all. The Menendez case had allegations of abuse and planning. This looks impulsive. An argument at the party, drug, schizophrenia. Why are we even making that comparison other than rich kid kills rich parents in L.A.? Mm-hmm. I agree. I don't know that there is really a parallel here other than in title alone.
Do you see one, Stacey?
I don't know that this was impulsive. I think just my gut says this was something he's thought about. He thought about this on several occasions. I just don't think you wake up one day and think you're going to kill your millionaire parents.
Thought about or planned? Because that's two kind of different things. I mean, it's like one thing to be, and here's an example. Let's just say someone is going through a divorce. Let's just say it's nasty and you don't like each other and you have really nasty thoughts about the other person being pecked to death by a pack of wild geese at a park. And let's say in that fantasy, it's kind of like Home Alone and you're the lady with the bird seed and they're filled with glue and you're like just throwing the shit out there and they get pecked to death. I'm not saying there's anyone in this conversation right now that may have or have not had.
I never said anything about him being pecked to death. Do not put words in my mouth.
Talking about you. Why are you making this go to you? I don't know. Let's just say, okay, so whatever the scenario may be, it's probably not being pecked to death by geese, but let's just say you have those thoughts because you're just kind of in rage mode and you're fuming and you're trying to process the shit. And that's where, most of us will have thoughts of some sort of not
We're
good
human.
Nature for the other person
Especially
for
if you've
a
been
moment
wronged.
In time.
Yes.
Exactly.
If you've been horribly wronged. Yeah.
It's human. And in 99.9%, nobody acts it out. It's just, it's too difficult to get geese lined up like that. I've tried it. I mean, the local geese dealers, the parks departments are not cool with this sort of shit.
They you know, poop you a can, lot.
Exactly. So there's hindrances. But that's where it is. It's just a thought. And then there's well, let's figure out his or her schedule and let's stalk them down. And then let's have a pack of 42 geese in the back of the van that I rented from Menards, ready to fly out of there and attack at a moment's notice when I discover them picking up dinner from the Chick-fil-A. You know, like, that's planning. That's premeditated. That's planning. Obviously, it's a very ridiculous situation. But it sounds better than like stalking someone in a driveway when we're talking a hypothetical.
Yeah.
So one is planned. One is just there. To me, I feel like Nick was probably more on the first, where it's like fantasy of going after anybody that wronged him in his mind or told him no or whatever. And somewhere along the line there, I'm going to guess it wasn't just the med change. My conjecture here would be med change and using, and I'm going to guess meth, as a lot of people have, that sparked anger. And then that moved, you know, essentially, you know, he kind of drug that fantasy down, if you're envisioning a computer, from just somewhere on the desktop into the actionable category. And suddenly, boom, we're doing this. Sparked by the drugs and the byproduct of a med change at the same time. That's kind of where I'm at with him.
I would tend to agree with that a little bit. I don't know if it was really all that planned.
Yeah.
But I think he always had it in the back of his mind that something could happen.
And it was an option.
It was an option, right? In order to get out of all the stuff that his parents were putting him through and asking him to do and you know, all the meds and blah, blah, blah. I think you're right, Tony. In the back of his mind, it was something that it might be an outcome that he could live with, if you pardon the pun.
Like, it's there. Yeah.
Right.
And it got accessed under other circumstances. If you take the using out of it, again, we don't know if he was at the moment in time, that'll come out. But I don't know that the med change was enough to fuel this. Was it part of the recipe? Probably, but I mean, the using might have been enough too. After you've had, I mean, and then take into consideration too, this brain has been fried 50 times to Tuesday,
right?
So it's you know, it's already had its damage done, so it's not going to necessarily operate as it should, even on a good day. So I think there's a lot of factors at play there.
Do we know if the Menendez brothers, if they were drug users? I don't remember.
I don't believe that was ever part of the case. And I don't know the answer to that question for sure, but I don't believe that was ever brought up as part of it. I mean, one of the big thing with Menendez was the lack of remorse. That's what really a lot of people hang their hats on with them to this day. I know Coffendaffer does. And we disagree on that case quite a bit, where it's, they didn't show remorse. They it's on the record with some witnesses that they were kind of bragging about it, that they were kind of gleeful, you know, and they went on the spending spree and they were living it up after the parents were dead.
But in light of what we know now about potential sexual abuse, you can understand those feelings, right?
If I was being raped by my father, and it was, you know, an ongoing thing for years, and I know that he'd been doing it to other people too, and it reached the breaking point and I killed him and I suddenly had access to his funds, I'd probably be going on a shopping spree too. I don't know that I'd be all that heartbroken.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, does that make you an evil monster? No. It's not healthy, without a doubt, that someone did that and then, you know, was able to just kind of move along the path of life like that. It's probably not the best way to go about it. It's how they did, but does it make them evil? No, I mean, I think it's, you put people in horrible circumstances and you abuse the shit out of them. Yeah, they're not going to act normal.
It's like what Whitney Houston said, it's not right, but it's okay.
I'm gonna make it anyway. It's not right. You just said that so I would go into song.
Damn right.
That's right.
Damn it.
You didn't know this, but Stacey and I had a bet off the air how long it would take before you started singing.
See, I thought it was going to be Michael Jackson, but
What would have been the cue for Michael Jackson?
Oh, who knows where we'd go?
I didn't know if there was like a saying or like a phrase in this story. That
does there ever
like,
need to be? I mean, Tony just goes off into Michael Jackson land sometimes.
Here's the most important thing for anybody out there listening. You are not alone.
Oh my God.
I am here with you. That creepy video where there's a shirt off in it. Yeah.
I forgot about that. Michael Jackson. Thank you.
Yeah. And then Lisa Marie Presley's in it too. And he's like in a theater. It was a good, I like that song. That was a good song from the history.
This is what we deal with behind the scenes because we're all radio people and
it's my brain going everywhere.
Yeah. And I relate to everything in song. So everything has a soundtrack to it. Yeah. So,
but seriously, I mean, honest to God, I mean, I know I kind of said it as a joke, but the impact, the reaction that we've been getting for weeks on this story from you guys out there and people not being alone in this. Thank you guys for sharing your stories, because I think there's a lot of people who are hearing everybody's comments and hearing a lot of people have reached out with their stories and shared them online, either on our Substack or on YouTube. And there's a lot of people that are, this is resonating with, and they're feeling, okay, I'm not alone. So if it empowers people to be more bold or to make decisions that maybe not be the easiest to make, I hope in some way it's helped. Because it's not a rich people problem, it's not a poor people problem, it's an every person problem. Anybody who's dealing with people like this, it's all too real and all too difficult to deal with. So
it's very isolating. And I think what we've seen is that a lot of people are freaking out because there aren't, no resources for people to go to. And while some communities do have some good outreach, for the most part, people are hitting brick walls. They cannot get the help that they desperately want. It's not that they need the help. They want the help and they can't get it.
Yes, you're exact. And there's a limit to the help that they can get.
Yep.
And the reality is with something like this, their hands are tied at the end of the day, because the person who needs the help has to want the help, and they're usually the least likely to want it and to accept it. So you can have the army of people outside, but if that one person is still saying no, and they can demonstrate that they can house or feed themselves, well, according to California, they're A-okay in their book. So, yeah, if anything, this case, I said it from the first video we did, let this be a learning experience. Let this expose how broken our system is for everyone who doesn't know that. And maybe this can start to be a path to get some change going on, because this affects far too many people and they scream it to the wind every day. And people don't like to dive too deep into it because it's icky and it's uncomfortable and nobody wants to think about their family being like this. And it just kind of gets buried. And then those who are closest, who are going to fight to the death, are kind of left alone and isolated. So
there are a lot of families like this. And as I was watching the Reiner situation, I've got a brother who is an addict and he was functional, but the amount of torment that he placed upon all of us was immense. Yeah. And he was a thriving adult. He made a lot of money. He also got busted by the DEA. They showed up one morning with a battering ram and burst into his house and grabbed him. He was making generic Viagra.
Before like, who doesn't have a side hustle making making ED drugs in their basement? You know, I mean,
yeah. But this was
do you even do that? Like, what? Where do you go to get the supplies to make generic Viagra in your? And why?
Somebody in Belize was doing something with him, and that's about as far as I can go into detail. But there was a lot going on there.
Yeah.
And it was just this driving force into everything that he did. Every holiday that we got together, he was always off doing something else. And this was well before, you know, cell phones and technology. So who knows who he was talking to on my mom's phone. And he was trying to pull all of us into it. And it just becomes the focal point of the family. It's no longer this family unit that gets together and has hot chocolate on Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's what's Steve doing in the corner right now?
Yeah.
Who's he talking to?
Look what Nick did. I mean, he normalized this so much, they made a fucking movie about it. And exactly. In the movie, the people who are trying to save him are the villains. And it's like, looking at it now, it's just this horrifying thing to think about. But it's like, God damn, the power of the manipulative addict.
They take over the entire family.
And it's insidious. And it's slow building. It's the frog in the pot.
Yep.
I've never boiled a frog in a pot. That's a weird analogy that people make a lot, but
you know, yeah, they do.
I get the lobster one. I've done lobsters before, but I try to kill them first. who's boiling frogs?
I don't. What kind of crazy bastard are you that you take a live animal and put it into a boiling pot? And I know we do that with lobsters, but what are you doing with frogs?
Yeah, I don't know. I like frogs. Like I have two that swim in my pool, and like. And I enjoy it. Like I swim with
them.
They're cute. It's, I'm not even kidding. It's like, they go out there, they live in like a little area, and I don't know how they survive in the salt water, but they do.
They do.
I've removed them a gazillion times thinking it will hurt them, but they just keep coming back. So I'm like, okay, well, you're part of the pool now. And so we swim together. I swear to God, it's kind of funny. When I've been out there in summer, swim around, I'll be hanging out. Sometimes I'll just be sitting by the edge of the pool with my phone. Cause you know, I can't relax without staring at my screen. And then I'll right behind me, there's the frog, just like over my shoulder, kind of like hanging out like a dog. And I'm not even kidding. It's crazy. But again, it's like, no, they don't have a name. I should name them. I wonder if Harper has. But they're just, they're neat little creatures. And I can't imagine boiling one, you know? Like, hey, I'm hungry. Your lunch. Bye.
Oh, you know, and somebody in our comment stuff said, you know, people eat frog legs. Yes. Hopefully they're not alive when they're being cooked. Hopefully. Tony, you're the chef here.
Well, sometimes I've been in my pool and I have gotten hungry. And that's why there's only one frog now.
Oh, Bruce, hang on. Bruce says, I did research this. If you put a frog in a pot and turn up the heat, the frog will jump out when it gets hot. Useful metaphor. Yes. Recipe for frog soup? No.
There you go, everybody. Anyone who is sitting here watching this, as there is a massive winter blizzard about to blanket half of the country, if you were thinking about making frog soup, now you know the answer. Not a good idea. Stick with the cream of mushroom and call it a day.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
El family ya se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El family chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal, y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.